You are listening to the Vital MX Post-Race Podcasts, presented by Decal Works.
Austin Faulkner, Detroit, obviously a massive day for you. First of all, massive because it's your big comeback. Second of all, massive because you got your first win in a long time. I can't imagine how good this feels.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously the win feels great, but what feels almost as good is going from being down in the first turn, blown out knee last year, to hole shotting the heat and the main this year. Like that was a huge, weight off my chest. I mean, you know, I've been a good starter in my past, but I feel like over the past year or two, I've kind of struggled with that. And on Supercross, I mean, like, you know, the start's super important. So whenever all my success in 2019 and 2020 came because I was consistently a good starter. So if I can be, you know, back putting myself up front, I mean, you just saw what happened tonight. You know, there was like three of us that went into the first turn first and everybody behind that, it was a huge pileup. So it's just, that's what happens whenever you don't get a good start, is you take risks like that going into the first turn. And last year it got me, and this year I led start to finish, so yeah, it's awesome.
You say that you feel like your starts have kind of gone away over the last 2 years. Do you feel like that's directly linked to confidence? Because confidence is a massive part of starts.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, yes, I think that confidence is obviously a huge part of starts, but honestly, I wasn't a big fan of the motor that we had last year. It was really fast, but almost too aggressive for the greats, because those greats are super, like, they're super aggressive. So I feel like I just kept popping with it, like, and it was hard to get the bike to drive straight off the grate. It was just wanting to come up. It was wanting to wheelie. And if you have to come out of the gate and double clutch, I mean, you're done right there off these grates. So we made a good solid motor change this year, and that has helped tremendously from our starts. Just me working them, confidence. You know, Rhino and my mechanic Tony, they just constantly remind me before the gate drops, before I go down to the line, before whatever, that I can do this. I am, you know, I can get the hole shot. I can win races. I am still that guy that I once was. I guess that has made me more confident, and obviously confidence helps starts.
When you came around on the first lap and saw your teammates still down in the first turn, did you have kind of like an oh shit moment? Because that was you 1 year ago, and it could have been you tonight if luck had fallen differently. So was there like one straight where you were just like, okay, fuck, I dodged a bullet again here?
Yeah, it was deja vu, but me on the good side this time, basically. Like, you know, you never want to. I heard the bikes clanking whenever I went into the first turn. So I knew there was a pileup, but I didn't know it was. I saw videos after, and I was like, dude, it was pretty gnarly. There was a lot of guys down. So, it sucks. I like, especially that, you know, my teammates were in it. But honestly, one of my bigger concerns was if they were going to red flag the race. That was honestly my main concern when I came around, and there were still three bikes laying in the track. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, there wasn't much room for you to get through.
I went around. I should have went inside of them, but I went around. I went outside and lost some time because of that. But I was like, oh man, I really, really hope that they don't red flag this race because of that. And then somebody else crashed, or there was a tough block in the track on like the third or fourth lap in the next section. So I like, it was all over the place, and I was hoping that they wouldn't red flag it, and they didn't. And that's because I knew that if I could get out front, that I could win, basically. Like, that I know the work that we've done this year, and I've been saying all, you know, the past few weeks, I just need a start. Give me a start, and I can work with that, which is what I haven't been able to do over the past few years. Even Bud's Creek, you know, the second moto where I got fourth, I got a start and I ran up there. Like, I know that I can still run up there with those guys. You know, Supercross tends to be my strong suit over outdoors. So I knew that if I can get a good start, I can finish podium or win.
Last thing, we talked yesterday about your different approach to training, the help that Rhino's given you. Watching you out front, there was no real push to build the biggest lead in history. It looks very much like you were taking your time and working with what you had and knowing that's enough. So did it feel different to when you've led races in the past?
I mean, just the fact that, like, I just was thinking of things that we've been working on, because that I mean, Rhino's always told me that you can only focus on one thing at one. Your brain can only focus on one thing at one time. So instead of worrying about, oh man, we still have 12 minutes looking up at the thing. Oh, there's still 12 minutes left in this race. I feel like we've been going. I feel like we should be halfway, you know, or oh man, I made a little mistake. He might be catching me, you know, whatever. Instead of thinking about that stuff, put that mental energy into thinking about technique and things that we've worked on at the practice track that have made a difference and that have made me feel smoother, faster, better when the whoops get chewed up, all those things. And I just took all that into consideration, and I really never looked back. I just rode my race, rode my lines, and I honestly didn't really look at the pit board that much either, because it was around like that turn we were trying to. So I really didn't look that much. I just worried about myself, and that's what Rhino was stressing before the race. He was like, "Go out there, do what we've been doing, what we've been working at the practice track, and I know you can win." So,
hey, Max Anstey, Detroit, second for round one, same as last year. I feel like it was a bit of an up and down day. There were highs, not really lows, but there was a bit of some stressful moments. Second qualifying session, you couldn't get a clean lap and stuff like that. Heat race. How was it from your perspective?
I'm very happy to come out with second. It was one of those where the track was nothing like I expected. I was training for hard pack, because last year was pretty hard pack. This year was very soft and sticky. Not like Indy, but sort of like Indy and tight. And I haven't ridden all my World Supercross stuff and Australia stuff's been pretty hard pack. Very hard pack. This was the softest track I've ridden in a while. So to come out with a second after all the carnage in the first turn, in the main, even the heat race with J-Mart, oh my days, like the heat I was coming through, J-Mart got squirrely, and how I didn't hit him, but I just see him literally hit the floor and then just go stiff, and that wasn't great. I literally went over the finish line thinking, oh my days, that's not ideal. Hope he's somewhat all right.
He's all right.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Don't worry.
But yeah, very... very tricky track. Could have ended up on the floor like a lot of guys. Could have ended up dragging some foot pegs. When I got into second, I was happy to just sit there and take the points. As the saying goes, you can not win the championship in the first race, but you can definitely lose it. So, very happy. I tried a lot of things today with the bike. And that's kind of different from what I did last year. Last year, I was like, if I was fast in the first practice, I'd stay the same. I actually tried a lot of things, but actually didn't make anything better and went back to what I ran in the beginning. My mechanic, Nate, was like, just when everything's going good, just leave it. Let's just leave the bike. Let's just leave it. And I was like, yeah, I know. We were trying different things, even just tire pressures and like trying to go up on the tire pressures because it was so sticky. That was what Dunlop recommended, and a few bits here and there. But solid, very happy to come out of here with a second and go into this three-week break with some work to do.
In the main event, you were closer to the inside on the gate. Was that just the best gate available, or was it a kind of a bit of strategic work, seeing as your jump wasn't great in the heat?
I know. My heat jump, I thought my jump was all right. I thought my clutch was slipping going down the start. I was like, something was weird. I was like, I just got swallowed. So for the main, I wasn't sure. And I thought, right, I'm going to go inside. And I didn't actually have to push anyone, but I was there. If they wouldn't have all crashed, I would have probably still came around in, I don't know, fifth-ish, something like that, because I was inside for the next turn. So I was in a solid spot. Obviously I came in, and then I see the guys to the right of me just cartwheeling. So very lucky to sort of be in that position and get out there half decent.
You did this last year. And I don't really know what the thinking is. You go so high in all the berms, so much higher than everyone else, and you really rail them. But why? Because you did it last year and you're doing it this year. Zach Osborne tweeted that you in the corners is awesome. So it's good, but it's different. So why?
Well, I mean, my mentor, Doc Hudson, said, you know, define a groove and make it stick. And when... you know, Lightning did that. I just really tried to replicate that and just stick to my groove and make it work.
Okay. I'm now questioning a lot about your strategies with racing, but that's okay.
I mean, I literally thought it was a wild race. I came around the first lap and there was knobs out and everything around the first turn. There was people, bikes everywhere. I was like, what sort of show is this? I was like, it's kids in the stand. I was having a mental time. But no, definitely an eventful night. Happy to come away with a second, and let's go get some food, shall we?
So you're nothing about the high berms. There's no thinking here. You're so high in the berms.
Yeah, I'm just ripping, aren't I? I'm trying to do what Danger Boy does and get my bars dragging, going around the berms, so I go high.
Okay, thank you for letting us know.
No, you won't actually want a serious answer.
Well, it's just your thing. You did it last year, because I remember asking you then. Like, what?
Depends on the track. Depends on track, depends on where you are.
But the second, for instance, second corner, you were the only one using the top run.
Yeah, I was... I'm just trying to keep my momentum. It's a 450 thing I feel like is cutting down. The bike, a 250, every 250 is slow. So I feel like I'm almost riding it a little bit like sand. I mean, maybe like GPs, I don't know. Like, just trying to keep my momentum while I can. If the rut gets fucked on the outside, then obviously I've got to switch. But I'm trying to like go feet up. I'm also saving energy doing that. It's one of those where sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's not. It depends on the track. It's just more of my style. I'm trying to just open the track up instead of making it so tight. And also, you've got to remember, like, I know I keep saying it, my team and my crew have done a great job. My bike is really good. But I'm riding against factory bikes, Star Yamaha, PC, Huskies, KTMs, whatever. They can cut down and... they got the pop. I'm still probably heavier than them. And I've got to find things that work for me. Like, me cutting down is fine, but I'm just going to be able to match them or I'll just be able to stay the same. Whereas at least if I can run some turns fast or high, it's a little more sketchy maybe for them, like, just because you're in that rut. But once I get my flow going around there, I kind of feel a bit more... outdoorsy, maybe doing that. I don't know. That's sort of it.
Cody Shock, obviously a great result for you for round one, and I feel like this is justification that after the highs and lows of the off season, you are on a good path. Because I presume for a while there, you were doubting your future in the sport a little bit.
Yeah, we've definitely had our highs and our lows in the past. But I mean, being down at club, everyone believes in me, and they. They just keep my spirits high every single day, and we try to be the best version of ourselves and apply that today. I mean, I didn't really start that great in qualifying. I mean, I was 18th fastest, and then I ended up 16th fastest today. But every time I came to the truck, Brandon was like, okay, let's watch footage. And Brandon, Greg, Dakota, everyone involved under the club semi, they were just like, hey, let's go racing. Like, we love dirt bikes, and... they keep the mood pretty light, and they're like, hey, just trust your ability, because we believe in you, but do you believe in yourself? And I'm like, all right, it's time to go do it. So I didn't know I got fourth until I looked up on the leaderboard. I said, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd imagine it was a chaotic race. Obviously, so many guys went down in the first turn.
Oh, yeah.
So you were lapping some really fast guys.
I felt it.
And then some other fast guys were unlapping themselves. So, it must have been tough to figure out where you actually were.
Yeah, I knew I was up there. I was thinking like 6 or 7, but the carnage, I felt it all in my rear tire, because I went into the first turn and then I couldn't stop, and I was like, something got mangled back there, but I'm just going to keep going. So very fortunate to get a good start, and that's something that we've been working on this whole offseason. Coming from the previous brand and going to the Yamaha has a lot of bark. I'm trying to tame that beast, and I had a lot of learning to do. So obviously, coming into the first round, bike always feels good on practice days, but when you come into a race scenario, the bike feels different, and we are tinkering all day. And Ty, our suspension technician, that dude's a wizard. He's good, and he's from Australia, so I just said, hey, adjust a clickeroos, and he likes that one. So, yeah, he's got it in a good spot, and I'm just... it's a good way to go into our break that we already have, which is weird. But, yeah, Arlington, let's do it again.
I think my biggest takeaway from this is Yamaha's a great bike. The team's great. But more than anything, it's the support that you've got now that maybe you've been lacking through your career, just the guidance And yeah, the support through the highs and lows.
Yeah, I definitely need the guidance. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, I know how I like things and I want it like X, Y, and Z. It's like, no, like, I need to have a group of people that are willing to say, hey, let's try this. You know, it might not be for the better, but like, let's just take an opportunity to learn about the bike more. And that's what the club does. They're always tinkering. They're always wanting to just find that 10th. And I feel like it really showed today. So,
have you ever reached a point where there's too much tinkering and you'd rather just settle stuff down?
No, because I straight up tell them, I'm like, I don't know a difference, or keep it. And they've been pretty open with me. I'm just be like, we'll make the bike how you want it. We have all these options and just stick with what we know. And that's what we did. We actually did suspension testing Monday. And I said, go back to what we've been on, and we're just going to leave it as that. So.
And last thing, obviously you've landed on your feet at club. Mm-hmm. Do you feel as though this is make or break is maybe a bit extreme, but you obviously realize this is kind of a golden opportunity, and you need to grab this now to kind of take your career further and into the years to come?
Yeah, absolutely. I know I've had speed. I know I'm talented on a dirt bike. And that's humbly speaking, like, I know I can do it, but I just feel like I've been lacking the guidance and just that little fire under me, and like I need to do this now. So sometimes you have to invest into yourself and prove to everyone that, you know, I am that guy.
Yeah, Jalik's World, Detroit, big race for you, first Supercross back in a while, big race for the team, first Supercross ever. There can be a lot of highs and lows, hiccups in that situation. So how did you feel today went?
Yeah, I mean, first Supercross for me in over a year, for sure. And, man, it was good to just be back under the lights and kind of get things going. Like, qualifying wasn't going too well for me, but I felt good on the bike. So I had a lot of confidence coming in this race. I got a lot of work put in back home with Mike Brown and obviously the full Triumph personnel. Like, we've all been grinding, you know, to get here. And to be here and to be competitive was fun. So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I had the speed, especially in the main, but I got punted in the heat race and just had to come from deep. So it is what it is. And main event was good. I feel like I rode more like me. So it's I'm happy. I'm looking forward to what's to come.
I feel like I'm like watching you come through the field in the heat race and just throughout the day. I felt like you looked more solid than the last time you raced Supercross, more consistent, more like you were putting clean laps together. Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah, I had some good lap. Dude, I finished sixth in the main, but after coming through the pack, like, I didn't know where I was, and crashing in the first turn did not help the cause. It was chaos out there, but I feel like if I would have got off the gate, maybe not get punted in the heat race, have a better gate pick, I could have got off to a good start and been up there. I had the speed for sure, I think, and you know, it is what it is. My first Supercross back, I got the full Supercross experience, so it's good. I'm proud of the team and the work that's been put in, and I think, you know, I think my, what's it called, I guess just maturity is starting to come out a little bit. I feel way more smoother and more connected, more well-rounded, and yeah, I mean, you're the first person to tell me that I look smooth around a Supercross track in a while, so I think it's paying off.
How is the bike? I'm guessing the transformation from the beginning of November to now is massive. So what gains have been made and what improvements still need to be made?
I mean, dude, we've made gains all around. The bike has always been a pretty good package from the start. I just feel like 250-wise, you can never get a fast enough 250. So just, you know, working with the motor development and really that's it, honestly, just motor thing. I think we're in a good spot bike wise. I feel good on the bike and I'm riding good, so fun.
Did you expect it to maybe be a bigger job when you got on the team? Like, obviously when they approached you, I'm guessing you were thinking, I've got to develop an all new bike, I've not got the most experience testing. Like, I'd imagine it was a bit daunting to get involved with this.
I mean, I knew Scuba and Bobby wouldn't let me down. And I've known those guys for long enough to where if I asked them, straight up question on if this thing is going to put me back or if it's going to bring me forward, I felt like they would answer it truthfully. And that was one of the big things. I asked them, like, is this going to be a like year long or like how many years? You know what I mean? Like, what's it going to take? And because I'm at that point in my career where I'm starting to get written off a little bit, you know what I mean? And I feel like I'm good enough to compete, so I didn't want to waste any time. And they shot it to me straight that they're in a good, very good spot, and things could be better, obviously, and any bike, any team. But, yeah, I trusted them. I trusted the process, and I think tonight showed that we were pretty competitive. I mean, I went down the first turn and came back to six. I think it's a decent night.
Yeah, Guillaume Ferrez, Detroit, your first Supercross, and honestly, I feel like it was a solid day. Not many big mistakes, not much drama until the last lap of the main event. But up until then, I felt like it was just a nice debut.
Yeah, no, it was definitely nice. Tried to stay away of all the drama. I just tried to put some solid laps, learn, you know, first race ever, first time racing in the stadium, top logs and soft track. So it was pretty challenging, but yeah, I just wanted to come here, put some solid laps and learn. So that's what we did. Unfortunately, had a little tip over with two corners to go. I was a little pissed about that, but, you know, rookie mistake.
I hear that you've actually been riding really well at the test track. So did you have quite high expectations coming into here? Like, did you expect to do well?
No, I had no expectations, you know. I mean, we obviously ride at the test tracks, but this is something different. Experience is something that you can only get racing. So, yeah, I had no expectations. The team just told me to come here, have fun, you know, put some laps. And, yeah, that's what I did. So I'm happy with it. Now, going back to Florida, and we have a couple weeks to get back to work.
What was the biggest surprise about your first Supercross? Did anything catch you off guard?
I mean, the track was really soft. It's something I wasn't expecting at all. We already saw it yesterday at press, so... Yeah, track and, you know, the top logs, it's something that I'm not used to. But no, overall, it was a good day. I'm happy.
You did have one sketchy moment in press yesterday in the first rhythm. I didn't see it, but I heard it.
Yeah, no, that's Chase Sexton's fault. He told me to go for that, and it was a little big for a 250.
Yeah, he's pretty good at his stuff, so I think maybe he forgets what it's like to be a rookie.
Yeah, no, it was fine. A little sketchy moment, you know. We all... have one of those.
Last thing, what do you feel like you need to improve after today? Are you leaving here with one massive thing that you're like, right, I need to get better at that?
Definitely a start, you know. Then I just want to be able to ride like I do when training, but it's all about experience and races,